Holyoke Community College had a meeting of the school's Board of Trustees Tuesday morning, announced a $1 million contribution to a $5.3 million campaign to equip a new center for health education. College President William Messner said the center will open in the fall of 2015.
The technology that we need for our nursing program, our rad tech program, is quite expensive. So it will help us with that, and it will also hopefully leverage other dollars to support the outfitting of the building.
The Health Education Center will be located in a former commercial photography studio building about a mile from the main campus. It will mark the first expansion of the college since 1974. After the nursing and radiologic technology programs move to the new location, the lab space currently housing the programs will be renovated to become a life sciences center. The two-phase project is estimated to cost a total of $18 million. The $1 million donation, contingent on the college's fundraising organization finding 1,000 donors to give any amount to the Building Healthy Communities campaign, is from Elaine Merrip. She was a professor at HCC for 25 years, retiring in 1995. She authored several best-selling textbooks on anatomy and physiology.
She's just an incredible individual, and it is wonderful for us because it really energizes the campaign. We're doing very well, but this is obviously will sort of kick us up into another level.
Erica Broman, Vice President of Institutional Development at Holyoke Community College, said the new center will lead to a 25% increase in enrollment in the college's healthcare programs.
Given the fact that healthcare is such a central employer in this region, there's always students that can be accepted into positions in the area, and it will allow us to expand the health careers that we can offer so we can go beyond nursing and rad tech, which we do already, but we'll be able to expand our gerontology and our human services and nutrition, sports medicine, those kind of programs.
There are also plans to use the center as a neighborhood resource to provide checkups for residents and immunizations for school children.
We're hoping to have partnerships with some of the other health care providers in the region so that they can use it in the times that we're not using it.
Under a reorganization of the state's community college system in 2012, Governor Deval Patrick called for an emphasis on workforce development programs tailored to the particular needs of the regions where the 15 community colleges are located. Massachusetts Commissioner of Higher Education Richard Freeland told Holyoke Community College trustees the school has been a leader in the statewide agenda.
President Messner and his colleagues have taken a lead, for example, in reaching out to the new casino gambling industry to make sure there's a workforce supply. This campus is a leader in STEM-oriented work, working with MCLA and a couple of other community colleges. So I think we're on that agenda, and Bill Messner is a major leader of it.
Community College has received a $20 million boost in state funding this year, along with a new performance-based formula for dividing up the money to the individual campuses and a requirement to freeze student fees. Governor Patrick has proposed a $13 million increase to community colleges in next year's state budget. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.